This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. For many Vermonters, one of the great benefits of living in this rural state is the opportunity to live close to wildlife. But that is not always a comfortable situation, for people or for animals. The Fish and Wildlife Department has recently been warning people to try to mitigate the possibility of having a bad encounter with a bear. I think it's safe to say wildlife officials would like to avoid situations like the one that made national headlines for Governor Shumlin when he reported he had to chase a bear from his bird feeder in his birthday suit. The governor's birthday suit. Presumably the bears are always in their birthday suits. Anyhow, we were interested to see what the department is doing and why they're already gearing up for what they expect to be record human-bear interactions. Why the increasing regularity of these often negative encounters? Bear Project leader Forrest Hammond joins us now. Hi, Forrest. Nice to talk with you again.
Hi, Jane. Nice to talk with you.
Can you let us know how many bears there are in Vermont before we get deep into human-bear interactions?
Sure. We have approximately 5,500 bears in the state.
And is that, I put this in quotes, but is that the right number of bears? Is that a population that Fish and Wildlife is happy with?
It actually is. We've got a management objective of 4,500 to 6,000 bears. And so we're near the midpoint of that objective at this time.
So Fish and Wildlife, though, has been saying that bear-human interactions are on the rise. In a cruel case of serendipity, the beehives that my husband and I keep in our backyard were toppled this morning by a hungry bear.
No.
Despite our electric fencing, I'm devastated. But you're actually concerned about the uptick in clashes like this between people and bears as we all try to live together. What kinds of encounters are other people having?
Well, all kinds, Jane. Yours is the second case I've heard today of bears getting into beehives. I'm sorry to hear about yours. But probably the most common incident that people have with black bears this time of year is bears coming and taking down their bird feeders and also getting into garbage on their property.
And when it comes to bird feeders, it's not a law, but you're not supposed to keep your bird feeders out if you live in bear country, specifically because you're basically attracting them to your feeder, right?
That's correct. And people like to feed the birds, so it's really natural for them to do that. But it's pretty detrimental for the bears. It's a huge attractant to bears at a time of year where their natural foods are in short supply. They're pretty much living off grasses and leaves right now. And so to be able to smell something like black oil sunflower seeds and a block of bird suet is really attractive to the bears. And we almost look at it as well as kind of like a gateway drug into a bear getting into trouble with people.
How good is their sense of smell? Because it's not like the bear is just hanging out at the bottom of your driveway and you put up the feeder. I mean, these bears must be able to smell birdseed from a mile away.
They probably can. It's been said they have a sense of smell about seven times that of a bloodhound.
Wow.
And so they can smell birdseed and things in your backyard from a long ways away.
So other than not putting up bird feeders, which is a hard thing for many bird watchers, and maybe getting better electric fencing for your beehives, what should people be doing to avoid negative bear encounters?
You know, just being aware in your neighborhood on whether or not people are seeing bears at all, and certainly if they have, then taking a look around your backyard and thinking, in looking around, see, is there something that would attract a bear? Is there dog food being left out on the deck? Is your garbage unsecured and easily gotten to by a bear if it comes through? But the big thing, again, is to take down your bird feeders and clean up even the old shells and stuff underneath, anything that would give any kind of odor out. Bears are all about food. If they're not going to be able to get any food in your backyard, they won't keep coming.
Is it just the increase in the bear population, this healthy level, that's to blame for these increased interactions?
Well, that's part of it. But I think it's more complicated than that. What we have is over the past 15 or 20 years, we've had a larger number of bears. that used to live in more remote areas of the state. And as their population grew, they live now in areas that are more urban. And the chances of bears coming into contact with people in people's backyards are much greater. And they're actually producing young that are growing up in these areas. So the number of bear interactions is increasing at a much higher rate than the bear population is.
And you also say in the press release that Fish and Wildlife sent out, you shouldn't be so excited that you see a bear that you bring your kids out onto the porch to watch the bear that's in your yard. I mean, you, it sounds like you're not only trying to protect humans, but also trying to make sure that bears don't get accustomed to seeing people hanging around them.
Yeah, bears are very intelligent, and if they're especially tuned into people in people's backyards because they're naturally wary of people. And if the first time a young bear comes close to your backyard looking for an easy meal and it knows people are nearby, but they make no threatening gestures and they don't do anything to prevent the bear from getting anything, then they just naturally think that they've got the upper hand and they'll keep coming back and lose more and more of their natural wariness.
So should you be making noises, clapping pots and pans, or shooting off a BB gun if you see a bear in your area, like in your yard?
Absolutely. We like to recommend that people actually have a plan, just like you would be for if you had a fire in your house. If a bear shows up in your backyard, think about what you can do to give it a negative experience. It's as simple as opening the door or window and hollering at the bear and telling him he's not wanted, or banging some pans together, or letting off an air horn, or even firing paintballs at it or something like that. Something to give it a negative experience that he's not wanted in that area.
All right, Forrest, I'm going to be staying up all night, and when I see that bear in my backyard tonight, I'm just going to tell it it's not welcome in my yard today.
Good, and good luck with your bees.
Thank you. Forrest Hammond is the Bear Project leader for Vermont Fish and Wildlife. Thank you so much, Forrest.
Thank you.